Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of JJ Trendick.
Yeah. Your arch nemesis.
Yeah. Oh, man. Not in the NBA anymore, though, so kind of.
So, I guess, and how's his podcast doing? Doing really well,
shit,
actually.
Really good.
Ah, fuck. Well.
Anyways, I'm Jack. You're Miles.
Yep. Continue to be.
Dad, and
I'm still Jack Dad.
These are the things that are trending. Baby name trends from a Metro UK tweet. What are we learning? What are the hot new names?
So there's just like this whole, I don't know. They're saying like, hey, baby names are so fucking playful now. Like, y'all, check out what's happening with the newest trends in 2022. What is in store? And there's all kinds of things. I mean, I think this may be mostly UK based. I just want to make sure. No, Nameberry. It's the world's largest name site. They said they are predicting what they think are going to be popular names over the next, you know, year or so, just based on people searching and things like that. And like names that are trending. Fun baby names like Bear, Birdie, Dovey, Iggy, Pixie. They can see that they're seeing more playful names. They say after being confined for such a long period of during lockdown, the platform suggests we'll also be turning to exotic locations and wild landscapes for inspiration. So names like Horizon, Koa, Lotus, or Woods.
I do know a Woods.
You know a Woods as a first name?
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Wow. Okay.
I just thought it was kind of cool when I heard it.
I mean, I think names that end in S are cool, you know, obviously because of my name, but there's something about it.
One of my dad's good friends' last name was Woods, and they called him Woodsy. That was a fun name.
Oh, Woodsy, yeah. They also, but to that point, they say S ending names are also, S ending names are coming up too, and it's not just for the boys. They got Ames, Emrys, Lois, Ozias or Wells.
This article is making me feel like I failed in naming my child because I didn't get creative enough.
I don't know. Would you name your kid Madrigal or Calypso? Oh, these are other names they think that could also be coming.
Where were they when we were trying to come up with a name with these this fucking gold, man?
Get in here, Calypso O'Brien.
Calypso. Bear is interesting. Is that just like Bear Grylls type?
Yeah, like Bear. Bear. I've seen a few people with that nickname. Right. But I didn't know that. I guess that's a whole new thing, you know, just fuck it. Just name your kids whatever makes it enjoyable for everyone, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will be on the lookout for that. But these aren't like popular names. They're just like guesses they're making.
I guess they do this like in their annual forecast because they can just, they sort of see kind of names that they're only a couple from the last year, but they're trending up. And then they kind of begin to make, you know, forecasts. But sure, let them rip with the fun names.
I definitely consulted that very site when I was coming up with names because we originally liked Liam a lot, like back before it was cool. Mm-hmm. But by the time we got around to having kids, it was the number one name and continues to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody.
Then you got to go with something like Cressida.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know? Cressida. It was Liam and Cressida were number one and two.
Exactly. I think they say that's because of Bridgerton. They say people have been also, that's affected like very old school names from the bygone eras. And now when I look at lists like this, I you know, like when you're growing up and some old coach or someone's like, your name's what?
Right.
Did your parents name do that? Like, I remember vividly a moment like that at a camp I went to. And I was like, it's not that weird. But then I think from this perspective, if I were like some old dude and some kid's like, my name's Toyota Camry. And I'd be like, the fuck?
Cressida.
What is going on in this world?
Yeah. This trend is like the climate apocalypse for gym teachers. Like that, they should view this with a lot of fear in their hearts.
Bear, Birdie, Iggy, Koa, Lotus, Horizon, Cressida, Calypso, Nelly, May, Cord, Madrigal. Get in
Cord.
Line.
Cord. Hell yeah. Go for it. Go wild with the names. It's not like that's going to affect anyone
Do
else.
Do you, y'all.
Epstein is trending, which is always good news. So should we just play the clip of Bill Gates?
Yeah, this is Judy Woodruff asking, you know, so like, what the fuck is up with you and Jeffrey Epstein? And here's what he had to say.
And, you know, I've said I regretted having those dinners. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
What the fuck?
What's the lesson? Well, he's dead. So,
right.
Next question, Judy.
Yeah. So, to follow that up with he's dead, so you always have to be careful, is I do feel like he maybe realized what he said there, because then he like kind of gets like, tongue tied and like starts making a weird face.
You got to be careful, because Bill Clinton said he would kill him if things went left. So, you know, you got to be. I mean, what did I say?
But like, what planet do you have to be on for that question? Like, are there any lessons from you hanging out with a serial pedophile, like, to elicit anything other than, yeah, I mean, you know, I just have to better check out the backgrounds of the people that, you know, I surround myself with, and I feel horrible for the victims. But to say the lesson is he's dead, so you've got to be careful, is I'm having trouble even like coming up with the where his mind was at when he said that. Was he saying
I think, well, the most charitable version is saying like, well, he's dead, so there's not much to say about it anymore, kind of thing. If you want to be, again, the most charitable version is just sort of him trying to end the conversation. Like, I think that was it, being like, well, he's dead, so why are we talking about this?
Well, he's dead, so is that a good enough lesson for you? Did I teach that one loudly enough, Judy?
You want me to say it in the mic louder? He's dead, and he fucked with Bill. Is it Billy G or Billy C? That's for us to know. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like it is a very strange. It feels like a threat. It feels like he knows something else. I don't know. It's just, again, the worst, I think, answer you could have given. Aside from like, no, he was such a cool guy. I think a lot of people misunderstood him.
Right. That would have been worse. Conor McGregor is trending because he threw out a first pitch at a Cubs game.
Great former.
It's interesting. Like, it's, yeah, very bad form. He threw it.
Oh, my God.
20 feet to the right. It does raise something that I've always found kind of interesting. Since I was a kid and I was playing wall ball, that game that we've talked about before on the show where, like, you throw a ball against a wall, throw a tennis ball, and then, like, you catch it. But if you fumble it, then you have to run to the wall before somebody throws it at the wall. And if you don't succeed, then you get just pegged in the ass. Played that with a Turkish exchange student when I was younger. And the degree to which throwing a baseball-sized ball was unnatural to him.
It's a uniquely American thing.
It's a uniquely American thing that, but like, it's not a thing that you like see somebody do and can just like kind of do it, like, you know, skipping or, you know, I don't know. Watching Conor McGregor, who's supposedly a very good athlete, like try to throw the ball is very... I love this thing.
Supposedly.
I don't know, man.
Based on that throw?
Yeah. I could have done a better job than that. So I'm just saying, maybe he couldn't kick my ass or kiss my ass.
Is he a southpaw?
Yeah, I think he is.
Okay. I mean, I know he threw with his left. I don't even know why I care his fighting stance, but yeah. This is the thing I've noticed since like the first time I like played a sport with someone from Europe is just our ball throwing mechanisms are so different. Like we're so the overhand way of throwing is pretty natural to Americans because of baseball and football and just in general, like that's the version we see like people throw something is overhand.
Yeah.
And or like the chest pass from basketball, because I even watch like when I watch like European soccer, and the ball boys or people retrieving the ball or like anyone handling the soccer ball, like they'll underhand it, like granny pass it to people.
Yeah.
And nobody's like hitting it with the straight up just
a crisp
chest pass cutting the fucking court.
Chest pass. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like overhand. So yeah, that's, you know, sorry to that man that he you know, had to embarrass himself. He looks like he died inside.
Like, yeah, he does look like he died.
The way his body language shrivels up because he's like, dude, oh shit. Right. And he's like apologizing. He's like, I'm sorry.
His whole thing is like how cocky he is and like just being the most physically confident human being. And he just immediately is like, oh, no.
Because you see him walk around the ring with all that, you know, swagger that he normally does. And then you watch him throw a ball and his like arms cross his body and he tries to make himself as small as like, I'm not here.
Yeah.
Hey, no shame. You know what I mean?
No shame at all. I mean, I'm not like a great thrower of footballs or baseballs. It's just interesting like how unnatural it is.
The mechanics like,
to the human body. Yeah, the mechanics.
Well, just like how they're also regionally set, because also you watch a fucking American person try and kick something. It looks like they'll die.
Right.
Like, I don't know how I slipped and I dislocated both my ankles trying to kick a soccer ball at a park. Because there are times like when I've played pick up at a park, an errant ball goes out and someone's like running and they're like, hey, here's your ball, and they try and kick it back and I'm like,
slipped. No, don't do that.
Yikes.
No.
Just throw, buddy. Just throw it. Okay.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
And we're back, and there is a Britney Spears documentary coming, looks like to Netflix. They dropped a trailer and they dropped like a 15 second teaser clip, and the 15 second teaser clip is the thing that will intrigue you, because it has a voicemail. Plays a voicemail of Britney Spears.
Should we just play it?
Yeah, let's just play it. And then I'll tell you when this was recorded.
Hi, my name is Britney Spears. I called you earlier, but I'm calling again because I just wanted to make sure you're in the process of ending the conservatorship.
So if you couldn't quite hear it, she said, I just wanted to make sure during the process of eliminating the conservatorship, and then they cut it off. So you don't know that exactly stink. What she's saying. And so that was recorded, you might think like last year, this year, 2009, when it was just starting out and when they were making her out to be like completely incapable of governing her own like body, let alone life and career. She was always fine and always felt trapped inside this bizarre legal kind of prison. I mean, they talk about in the trailer, they have an expert, a legal expert on conservatorships, who's like, yeah, no, I've like talked about in court thousands of these things, and I've never had somebody who was in a conservatorship who had a job. Like, that's just not if they're
right,
if
right.
They have a job, they can probably take care of themselves. And that's how like way off, like way out of bounds, like legally this whole thing was. But so it's good that the story looks to be headed for a happy ending. But holy shit, what a nightmare.
I think Congress is they're gonna have hearings on toxic conservatorships, I think coming up soon. So it's something that because of it is being looked at from many different angles.
Fall is trending. It is the first day of fall.
Aww.
So we can officially say best summer ever.
Shittiest summer ever. What a shitty summer. Yeah, I mean, one of not the stuff. Shittiest, but what a shitty summer.
Yeah. It's up there. Certainly up there.
What do you think next summer's gonna look like? Because remember, I feel like at this time last year, we're like, yeah, man, hopefully there'll be like some. I think in my mind, with how things were moving, I was like, I'm not going to be vaccinated until this. I thought I wouldn't be vaccinated until this fall.
Right.
Because like, good luck trusting the American government to do something efficiently.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But I wonder now, like, what next summer, what I think it's going to be or not going to be, and how close to reality that is. That is something. I'd hope it'll be somewhat better. We'll be able to provide more vaccines to people around the globe and like stabilize things from that perspective. But fucking hell, man.
Nice. Yeah.
I have no idea. Like, hey, that's why you just got to enjoy the present, you know?
And SNL announced their lineup of hosts for upcoming season. And it's interesting. I think Kim Kardashian West is the one that's making the most headlines. Because she has been often parodied on the show, but never actually appeared. But their season opener is Owen Wilson, which I like Owen Wilson. I'm an old ass washed millennial. Like, I don't, I don't know.
I'm
a little confused. Is there like a younger audience because of Loki? Do people just fondly remember Wedding Crashers, or like that's a movie that hasn't aged very well at all?
No, not at all. I mean, he's going to be in the Haunted Mansion, I think was the last thing that they were talking about, like with Lakeith Stanfield and Tiffany Haddish.
Okay.
So he's going to be in that. So I guess that's something he'll probably be promoting, because it's like, probably, I don't know when that comes out though. I don't know if it's in production, but I don't know. He's doing what he does, I guess. He must have a great agent.
Has he been on SNL before? Is this like a first time thing?
I feel like he has. It feels like something that would have happened in like 2006.
Right.
But I remember
reading a profile of him and Vince Vaughn when they were doing that movie The Intern, where it just seemed like they were The Internship, sorry. My bad, totally different movies. But he just seemed like he has existed on a different planet for the past 20 years.
First of all, it's his first time on SNL. Wow. And he'll be there to promote the Wes Anderson film The French Dispatch.
Okay.
Which I've completely fucking forgot about, because you know, time. Look, we're all on the same page here. So that's coming out in late October. So that's what I think people are saying. Like, that's the reason for the season.
Got debut. It. And that was getting raves at movie.
Was it?
Yeah, people were really.
I remember
it.
That trailer was really dope.
The trailer was really interesting, and I've always thought that his movies kind of for a while they went way downhill after Owen Wilson stopped writing them with him. That he wrote the first three, I think, with him: Bottle Rocket, Rushmore, and Royal Tenenbaums. And then has been gone ever since. And I thought, like, you know, the Darjeeling Limited and the
Greatest Best Hotel
Aquatic. No, yeah, well, so like Life Aquatic and Darjeeling Limited, I thought were pretty whack compared to the earlier ones, but I thought the Greatest Best Turkish Hotel or whatever is
Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, that's the one. I thought that was actually one of his better movies. So, hey, you know,
hey, to each their own.
Yeah. Other hosts are going to be Jason Sudeikis, and which I was just like waiting for that to be announced with all the Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Fame. And I feel like he has like come back and just done guest spots like every once in a while without hosting the show. So and then Rami Malek.
Yeah.
Mouth
maneuver king.
Mouth actor, mouth maneuver king. Yeah. He's got the 007 coming up where he's like the Bond villain.
Oh, right.
I bet that is some real weird mouth stuff that he's going to be doing. Oh, yeah. That,
I think he wears a mask where only the mouth is cut out.
yeah. You were doing a pretty good Rami Malek mouth earlier. Well,
it's weird how, I don't know what it is. It's like the past couple award show things. It's like he almost got like his teeth capped and he was like trying to figure out his new teeth.
Right.
Or he was, you know, maybe recreationally experimenting from a chemical standpoint. Like,
uppers or, make you like feel like you gotta have something going on with your mouth.
Yeah, they call it gurning, I believe. Start pulling faces because the shit hitting too hard.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. Cool. I'm curious to see what he's like as a straight up comedic thing. Because is this his first time too?
I think so. Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. All right. Those are the things that are trending on this Wednesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the fucking vaccine. Yep. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.